Good day, folks. Welcome to Mind Check. This is Praveen.
And this is Shane.
Welcome to our podcast. This is just about free thought, a place where we can just express our feelings.
Yep.
Nothing planned.
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Maybe something's planned.
Oh, I don't know. We're just two guys, man. We're just two guys who just love talking and listening. And we work together and we're in the office and we have these great conversations. And I wish I could record these. So this was an idea just to put it out as a podcast.
Yeah.
And so
tell them what we do. You said we work together. So what is it that we do?
I'm a plumber and I'm just joking.
And I'm a baker. My specialty is lemon danishes.
Wow, I like lemon
danishes. I lived in Sweden for a while. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm an occupational therapist, and Praveen is too.
Yes.
As well. And we have these cool intellectual conversations, which I appreciate a lot.
Our specialty is mental health. We both work with, Shane works with adult population and youth. I primarily work with the youth population. And often our clients evoke so many amazing ideas and thoughts, and which we kind of expand on through conversation. And we just thought this podcast is a great way to maybe introduce some of this stuff and just to talk.
Yeah, just to talk.
And, you know, we've actually been around for a while now, but we took a break.
We did.
And we took a break because I was feeling a little pressure to do a podcast. So as occupational therapists, we didn't want this podcast to be about occupational therapy. The original idea and thought was just to talk about various topics and go with it. But somehow became more about OT, and it just became a little more pressure.
Yeah. It was it wasn't what we initially planned for.
Right.
And so we've been practicing a lot.
Really?
A couple of times.
When?
And so hopefully, I think we got this down.
Well, I think we just want to be free with, like I said, free thought. We just want to talk, right?
Yeah.
And one thing I realized is they really don't know us, do they?
No.
They know that we're occupational therapists.
Nope.
And that's it, right?
Yep.
So I thought, starting like what, sort of like a new season for us?
Yeah, this is season one.
Yes, one. let's forget about the old season zero.
For those who've been with us since season 0.5,
this is brand new.
This is brand new. It's something different.
Yeah.
It's just more like what Praveen said, free.
Well, we're kind of resetting everything, right? We're just kind of going back. All right.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, why don't we let our audience... One, the two audience that listen to us, my wife and your fiance, right now.
Love you guys. Hi.
Yeah. Why don't we let them know who we are?
Sure. You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first, Shane?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
My name is Shane.
Yeah.
I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, the land of the Canadian Cowboys. Which
amazes me. You know, I did not realize Calgary had one of the biggest rodeo shows?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's called the Stampede.
Stampede.
And they have rodeos, chuck wagon races, bull rides.
That's amazing.
It's so fun.
When I think of Canada, I think of hockey.
Yeah.
Poutine.
Yes.
And French.
Yes. When I think of Canada, I think of the same thing, but add some cowboy in that. Everything but wearing a cowboy hat.
So that,
it's kind of fun, man.
That's amazing.
It's in July, and it's around my birthday, and you wear it's a festival, and you everyone's in the mood.
Yeah.
And they wear cowboy boots, cowboy hats, plaid. It's an amazing season.
And if I know we're talking about you, but I just want to cut in. So
sure.
The whole it's called a Stampede.
It's called a Stampede.
So the first time I actually heard about Calgary having this big festival on a yearly basis was from an American.
Oh.
So, and I thought, what are you talking about? I'm Canadian. I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm from Toronto, big city, more Midwest, but I thought, Stampede in Calgary? No way.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it is a big event. Like, a lot of people from the state, from the world. They travel to this event.
They do. I was kind of sad. I was supposed to bring my fiance there last summer, last July, but with coronavirus, everything got canceled. Yeah. And yeah, it's just, it's a fun time, especially because it's around my birthday.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of cool memories.
Yeah.
Waking up early, taking the, we call it the C train. It's the public train going downtown, taking the C train downtown and early in the morning and getting free breakfast.
Mm.
They would serve, you can go through the gates and they will serve you a good old Western breakfast of pancakes, sausages, and hash browns, I think. It was so fun.
More about you, man.
Well, I'm Canadian.
Yep.
Love hockey. I was, I think the biggest news right now that I can share that I was, I proposed to my loving girlfriend, now fiance, of 2 years.
Nice.
And we are planning to get married in 2022 after all this COVID stuff is done. So I'm pretty excited. The celebration of the proposal, the engagement was cut short because of COVID. However, you know what? We just keep on celebrating. I think that that's what's going to bring us into the gap until 2022.
Nice, so nice.
It's super fun just being in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
A fun relationship.
Tell us about what you like, your hobbies.
Oh, my hobbies. I love to watch hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I love my poutine. No, mm-hmm. I do love poutine, but I do photography.
Nice.
I photo shoot. I take photos of people. I love how you can capture a moment and a personality through photos.
Nice.
I also like making music here and there. I play video games. I read comics. I love cars. I am a big vinyl record collector.
Mm-hmm.
At home, I have this vast library of different genres, which is really cool. Because I've always wanted to do that when I was little. I wanted a record collection. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do that when I get a job.
Nice.
Got a
nice
job. Next thing, record right there.
Yep.
With mm-hmm. my first paycheck. Mm-hmm. Other than that, let's see. I love to travel.
Now you have a pet.
I do have a pet. His name is Milo. He is a corgi. He is stubborn. I love him. He's still
mm-hmm.
stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this dude, man. He's so fluffy. But yeah, I have a pet. Other than that.
When did you come from Canada to the U.S.?
Oh, man. You're talking about my immigration story. So I came to California from Calgary in 2008. I went to OT school, occupational therapy school.
And this is how we met.
Yeah. Praveen was a teacher of mine for mental health, behavioral health. And I remember him saying something about being from Toronto in Canada. And I was like, what? Is he Canadian too? So then I went up to him and I was like, hey, are you Canadian? And he said, yes. And that was like automatic kind of like, you know, we vibe together very well.
We started connecting in many ways, right? Because Canadian, one, Seventh-day Adventist, two.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know a lot of my like cousins and...
I know one cousin.
Well, from Red Deer.
Yeah.
Right? And there's, I mean, just that connection though.
Yeah. No, it was cool because I did my field work with you. Wait, hold on. You told me, you suggested strongly to do field work in mental health, and I wanted to do peds initially, pediatrics, but then you said, hey, why don't you try out mental health? So I went and did that, and I fell in love with mental health because you were my teacher, you were so passionate about it, and I could actually see myself doing it as well. And after that, we just got close, you and I. I remember I was in a relationship at that time with a different girl, and she lived in Toronto.
Mm, that's right.
And she actually lived near where your parents lived. So I was able to visit your childhood home.
Home, yeah.
And your parents. And it was so cool because I vibed with them as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
now your parents are still in Calgary.
Oh, yeah. They're in Calgary.
Okay. All right.
And yeah, they immigrated from the Philippines in the 70s. And I don't know. I feel like I love adventures. Mm-hmm. I love learning. For example, I just went back to school just to take some courses because I missed school. I miss mm-hmm. learning. I miss just that gratification of knowing that you're excelling academically. And I miss that. Like, you know, working is fun because you get paid, you have all the experiences, and school is fun too. I know a lot of people complain about that, but there's something about learning that I love, and I always learn every day.
Yeah. So one last question, actually. What was your sort of, maybe not, but a culture shock, like from Canada to the U.S.? Did you find it was different right away? Or were there significant differences? Or do you feel like, you know, yeah, there are some differences, but a lot of stuff is also very familiar.
When I came down here, one of the biggest things is the fact that in Canada, we're known to be very nice and very accommodating.
I don't know where that came from, but yeah.
And so, like, when I came down here, I was very nice to people, especially my classmates, and they kind of looked at it as a weakness in a way. Mm. And not saying there's mean people here. I feel like there's a different type of, like, being accommodating. I don't know. It's weird. But I had to tone down my just being nice because they didn't understand. I felt like they didn't. When I go back home to Calgary, when I'm nice to someone or, like, when I'm super nice, they understand. Like, they reciprocate it very well.
Interesting.
Because but I'm from the West Coast, right? And the East Coast is much different.
Yes, it is.
And we could talk about that later because it's you know, metropolitan, it's, you know, hustle bustle kind of thing.
That's my vibe, yeah.
But, you know, it's Canadians have this thing where they're just nice to each other.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know if I can really, being Canadian, I don't know if I can really say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that too. Canadians are nice and blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. Is it because you're Canadian or is it because of the way you're brought up?
Maybe the, you know, I don't, the demographics of where you're from.
Well, yeah, because I mean, me myself, hey, let's talk about me for a little bit.
Sure.
I'm from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Big metropolitan city.
Yeah.
You know, and what I loved about growing up in Toronto was, gosh, the culture, the diversity. Yeah. I mean, I used to go to school. It was downtown from, you know, where I live. So I would just, the nice thing about Toronto, you guys, is you can really rely on the transit system.
TTC, man.
It's
so
the best,
good.
Right? So you just hop on the bus, get to the subway, which is our train station, and we get on the train, and we get to whatever joint that we're supposed to be at. But what's interesting is you can get on the train and in one car, and if each car houses about 50 to 75 people, you can see so many different, a rainbow of culture there.
Oh, yeah.
So much, you know, so much diversity. And that's what I really love about Toronto. So now that brings me to the point of different personality.
Yeah.
Sure. There's beautiful people, loving, kind. Some people are just quiet. They don't look at you. They don't talk to you. Some people are really abrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Some
people
are just like, oh, my gosh,
what do I do? I have stories about Toronto.
Right? So, yeah, see what I mean? So I think different parts of Canada. So when I came from Toronto to the U.S., I had cousins, though, too, right? Mm-hmm. So that was, I kind of immersed pretty quickly. But I guess there were some differences for sure. I mean, there was, I had to get used to it. So here, people are really about America. Like, they love their country.
Patriotic.
Very patriotic. Very much. And they have to prove it, right? Like, you know, I've never seen so many flags at people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, this is kind of weird.
Like, 4th of July, man. Yeah. 4th of July is crazy down here.
And in Canada, I mean, we don't post flags a lot of times.
We're very modest, I guess. Like, even during, like, Canada Day.
I mean, and I also went straight to California, which is really beautiful. We're talking, I went from Toronto, which is sort of like flat, no mountains, you know, it gets hilly here and there.
Skyscrapers.
But it's skyscrapers. Those are mountains, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But then you come to California, it's like, oh my gosh, there's mountains. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's true.
You know? Then there's beaches. You know?
That's true.
Very, very nice. And you take a nice drive up the coast. Gorgeous, right? But Toronto, beautiful too. I mean, the lakes are stunning. You know, the greenery, the forest, the landscapes. I mean, it's beautiful. What I also enjoyed about Toronto, though, is the French Canadians and the English, and just everything's converted to, you read something in English, the next line underneath is it's in French.
Yeah.
I really, really miss that.
Being on the West Coast, I wasn't, there was not a lot of French influence. I just learned it in school kind of thing.
Yeah.
I had a question in regards to Toronto. What was your favorite part about Toronto?
Toronto? Like geographically?
Or just lifestyle? Just
lifestyle? You know what? I like Toronto because it was hip. It was trendy. I felt like we were exposed to some really cool music, the music scene, the fashion scene, a lot quicker. Like it kind of filtered maybe through Toronto, then went into the West Coast kind of thing. Again, one of the best things I liked is the diversity. Oh my gosh, going to a Jamaican restaurant, getting some
beef Jamaican patties.
Oh my gosh, you know, like just great. The Filipino community, like the food there, the Chinese community, the Little Italy, Greek town.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I mean. I love that part of Toronto. You can go and experience all that, right? Yeah. I love the Four Seasons.
Yeah,
there's something special about that.
I miss, sometimes I just miss just the snow.
Yeah.
Especially in the hot California heat wave.
Right.
Oh, I miss being cold.
I guess I miss the hustle bustle. Like, I really enjoyed getting on the bus, getting on the train, picking up my cup of coffee, heading to school or work or whatever it was. You know, I really enjoyed that. I love the music scene there. Wow. The music scene was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Well, that's a cool part of your history too, Praveen, because you have a vast experience in regards to music.
Yes, and I'd love to talk about that at next podcast, but what Shane was saying was, you know, I spent a chunk of my late teenage and young adulthood playing for a band called Basses Bass.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we really enjoy, I really enjoyed my life. It was one of my best times of my life because playing at bars, gigs, opening up for people, meeting people.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about who I opened up for right now, but just traveling to New York in studios, doing session work, like so many amazing things.
I swear the listeners want to know.
Yeah, They're very curious. They will down the road. What's interesting though is one of our colleagues, Andrew, he just opened up YouTube to see what's, you know, if to find a song that we did through Basses Bass.
Yeah.
And somebody just posted something literally, you know, okay, make a long story short, this was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. But someone just recently from Japan collected a bunch of our vinyl.
Whoa.
And posted it again in 2020.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? And they, wow. I mean, obviously they got my name in there too, but it's really, really cool, right? So Toronto is a great scene. It just opened up a lot for me in that sense, my music life and my music career. And I say music career not because that's what I do. I'm a therapist right now. But the music career of enjoying collecting. Like Shane, I love photography, but I also collect vinyl.
Yeah.
We
share a lot of hobbies, you and
I. We do. As photographers, you know, we do wedding photography together, and that's great.
Yeah.
I'm an occupational therapist, specialties in mental health. Been doing that for a long, long time. I'm also faculty. I love teaching. So that's been another blessing for me.
Yeah.
I don't go out there and play sports, but I do like to watch the occasional, you know, playoffs when it comes to hockey and basketball. No, that's I don't know too much of that stuff.
Yeah.
But tons of fun. I think we can share a story about Raptors next podcast again. That was fun, man.
Oh man, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Korean was so nervous.
Oh my goodness.
I've never seen him so nervous before in the last seconds of those games.
That was great. But what else? My family, my mom is still back home.
Yeah,
my dad passed away a while ago. But my siblings, one is still in Vancouver, Canada. He is a full-time music producer. And my sister lives here with her family.
Yeah.
Got some nephews under my belt.
Yeah.
Got a wonderful wife. Her name is Holly.
Don't you have a dog?
And I have a wonderful son who just turned 17, Noah. And yes, I got a Boston Terrier.
Noah.
Sweet, sweet girl. Boston Terrier. Her name is Dory.
Dory. Noah's getting so tall.
Oh, gosh.
So mature.
Right?
Like, I remember meeting Noah, like, when he was in grade six? No, something like that.
I don't know.
He was young, man. I remember with that long hair of his.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Just seeing him as a 17-year-old driving mm-hmm. now, and mm-hmm. he's I'm excited about his music career.
Yes. It is kind of nuts.
But just,
well, he just picked up DJing right now, so he's practicing. He's getting really good at it.
Oh, he's yeah.
He's starting to post some stuff.
You know, it's interesting that the younger generation has a different ear than me, and different ear than you.
Yes.
Right, and so like just hearing just their music taste, and it's just awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But
funny story. Which, again, the idea was getting to know each other, and or audiences. You know, the audience getting to know us. But the transition between. What people need to know is when you first go from Toronto or Canada to the U.S., you have to obtain a visa called a TN visa.
I think there's different visas.
There are.
One of them.
Yes.
Yes, one of them.
And that allows us to work here.
Yeah.
And prior to that, you come here on a student visa, which you and I did. But there was one moment, one experience where I had to – Shane's visa was expiring.
No. Are you going to tell the story?
Sure. Yeah, and we had to go, and we had to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
We needed to renew his passport. He needed that stamp so he can continue to stay and work here.
The stress.
So he's got
immigrant.
Options. The options is you either fly back to Canada.
And I did.
Right? And you come right back.
I did.
So they stamp it.
Mm-hmm.
You did that one time.
Yeah,
but that worked.
It didn't work so well because they were very strict in Toronto, the border at Toronto, and they rejected me.
Okay.
So
how'd you get back into the U.S.?
I told them my dog was American. No, I said that, well, the thing is my visa isn't due yet at that time.
Yeah.
I had like 2 weeks or something like that, or maybe less than a month. And so the other option I was told is to go to the Mexican border.
Okay.
And so that's where you come in because you drove.
Oh, man.
You drove my butt down there.
So we drove together, and it's the most interesting experience because you just kind of, I just dropped him off and he just walked away and he went through some gate and then I just prayed that he'll come right back.
Dude, it felt like a concentration camp. Like, I swear, there were barbed wires everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a huge automatic change because
a culture shock.
Yeah, it is a culture shock because it Tijuana is not a safe place per se. It's a very dangerous place, from what I hear.
But you were safe because you were within the grounds of immigration, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
It felt scary still. I went over, and then immediately you go across the border, and there's a guy with a gun, like straight up.
Yeah.
Like, dang. So I go down, and I go in line, and I waited for, I don't know, how long did you wait for?
I went and had lunch. It was a couple hours, and I thought, okay, where is he? And finally, you texted me. I'm like, okay, where do I meet you? Because, I mean, you know, you can't really park anywhere there. So finally, I just came and picked you up, and there you are walking towards the car. But let me tell you, it's kind of nerve-wracking not knowing. Because once you're gone, I can't see you. I don't know what's going on.
No, that's true.
And I'm not really sure if you can use cell phones at that point.
I think you can.
At a certain point, you can. At a certain point, you can.
There's certain points you can.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, this is what an immigrant goes through.
Yes.
And so being an immigrant here in America, especially with the government being a certain way, I'm always checking every day if my visa is either valid or not. People ask me, Shane, how come you're not American yet, kind of thing. And frankly, I want to stay Canadian. I want my children, when we have children, to be dual.
Well, they could be.
Yeah,
you can still convert to an American and be, your kids can still
apply
for
that.
Dual.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I'm sticking it out like a good immigrant.
sure you will.
What?
Wait till you get married and then life will change. No, but I guess the idea here is it's, you know, going through the border to get that stamp just so we can continue to work. Because what happens is if they deny you, you have to go back to Canada, which also means you have to go, mom, dad, kind of live with you again.
Yeah.
And
or stay in Mexico because I'm at the Mexican border.
I mean, that's true too. You can't really come to the U.S. No. You have to go from the Mexico border to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's all these kind of,
oh my gosh,
precautions, and it's just nerve-wracking no matter what.
Well, thank you for being stressed for me during time too. Because
experienced that. I mean, when I was on my TN visa.
But you had to do it every year, right?
I was on every year. Yours is every 3 years, right?
Every 3 years.
Yeah. So yours must be coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Praveen, I was wondering if you can drive me to the Mexican border.
Nope, I am not going through that anxiety again.
Why not? You know, we'll have walkie-talkies.
Ask your fiancé. man.
But, you know, California is a great place to live.
It is.
I just have to get used to it, acclimate myself to the weather.
Yeah. It's hot.
Even the culture in a way, too. Like, the driving here is way different.
Well, it's a, and I hope no one takes this in a negative way, but it's really a melting pot.
Yeah. In Canada, we call it a mosaic.
Mosaic.
It's really cool of cultures.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, it's definitely a melting pot.
Yeah. And I have to get used to that because my traditions of being Canadian, not just being Indian, I mean, we're, both of us are Asian, Filipino, and Indian, East Indian, but there's, when you're, how do I say this? Because you're in a place where there's diversity of culture, you also learn each other's traditions, right? So, for example, a simple thing. When we greet each other, we kiss each other on the cheek twice.
You never did that to me?
No. Well, because after I met you, it was it faded away because they didn't do it here.
Okay. We can bring that back.
Yeah, right. I remember when I greeted someone, when I met them for the first time and I greeted them with a kiss on the cheek, they really backed up. What did I do wrong? This is what I'm used to.
Yeah.
But I realize in the U.S., people really have their space.
Their boundaries.
They really have boundaries.
Yeah.
Very individualistic.
Yeah.
Right? And so I had to be mindful and respect that.
It's very true. The individual culture here is very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong. I think in Canada, there is some individualism. But yes. There's a lot of aspects of collectivism.
Yes, there is.
You know, like...
Yeah.
I remember the Caribbean culture, the East West Indies culture was very strong.
Caribana.
And yes, in Calgary, they would teach us how to make certain dishes, how to make roti or Jamaican patties. Or I had Polish neighbors that would help us understand what pierogies are, you know?
See?
And it's just the coolest thing. I think California, you know, there's that Mexican culture,
yes,
which is really cool. Very... similar at times of with the Filipino culture.
Yes.
But I feel like as the cultures up in Canada, they're very strong individually.
Right.
Right.
It's funny. I just pulled up 2020 Toronto Caribbean Carnival.
Well, yeah.
Right?
They're still holding it?
Well, it's... no. I mean, obviously COVID-19 changed a lot of that stuff.
The coolest thing about Toronto that I think is the way, like... the cool people talk. Like, there's a lot of, like, think of how Drake talks and the rap artist, and it's very West Indies, it's very Toronto.
And I don't want to say they're just cool people. I think generally that's just culture.
It's culture.
Culture, yeah. Definitely.
I think, you know, there's different types, but a lot of my friends, I guess I could say, is they have that West Indies.
Yeah. You know what? And I miss that. That's what I miss. That's what I'm being
by. Well, dude, you always talk about that at work, man. Hey, big tings, boy.
But you know what I mean? Though, like, I really, really miss that part of my life. And I guess I can say my tradition. I mean, growing up in Toronto, that's what you hear all the time. Here, that's what I mean by, I think you said it, you know, it's very mosaic over the way we describe it. Here, it's really a melting pot. You don't really hear those traditional accents and stuff, right? Okay. But let's go here. We can end off on this. What are you grateful for? I mean, being here, what are some things that you're really grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful to having a job with a wonderful family, a work family. I don't know if I could find this anywhere else.
Mm.
I'm grateful for that because I don't have a lot of family here.
Mm-hmm.
I do have one in Glendale and a Burbank, which is close to Glendale. And then I have family in San Diego, but I don't have anyone else. And so having a work family is very meaningful to me. And I'm very, very, very grateful of my fiance's family. They're so cool. Like, they have, like, Hawaiian roots, too, and they're very chill and
that's nice.
Very nice. And, you know, they're very welcoming, and I miss that.
That's great.
I miss that. But those are two things, family and work family, in health, you know, especially during this pandemic.
Sure.
You know?
Definitely.
How about you, man?
Yeah, like you, I guess I'm just grateful for the opportunity. I mean, just to come here, to be able to go to school, got a really good job.
Yeah.
Again, like you, I love the family of my team here in terms of where I work.
Yeah.
My OT team here is just stellar. I mean, I can't ask for a better team than what we have now. I met my wife here.
Yeah.
You know, my family has started here. The beginning, you know, my the way my, you know, it's the beginning of my family's here. Just, I guess I'm just grateful for just the adventure that I'm, that I can seek out from California. Just overall blessing, good health. Opportunities. You know, we have a lot of churches we can go to. I mean, now it's all online church, but, you know.
And also grateful for this platform, too.
Yes. You
know, just being able to do this and having fun. I know that we have some followers that are waiting for us to post things.
Right.
I feel like we should make a better effort in posting, like, weekly.
Let's do that. So we did take a break. We took a break to revamp our idea of a podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys, this is about mind check. Like we said, it's about free thought. It's just about talking about various topics, nothing set in stone. Today's was just about getting to know each other. And, you know, even for me, I learned some stuff from each other, this conversation. I think our goal is to get more on a regular pace with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want us to be raw. We want this to just be more real rather than something that's fabricated.
Yeah.
And so we hope you guys enjoy it and subscribe.
Please.
Yeah. Please.
We have so far we have two.
Yeah. And then if you have any comments, just hit us up. You know? Hit us up on Facebook. And whatnot. We'll start from there.
Well, guys, thanks for listening. This is Praveen.
And this is Shane.
Cheers.